Carl Mitchell, I'll be with you until 2 o'clock tonight. A bit of an extended time on R&I. As a matter of fact, when we do move to off the Frinton-Essex coast coming the next day or two, the following weekend, we shall definitely go all out to bring you a rather nice Easter gift, you see, because starting on Friday, if everything goes okay, we shall be doing 24-hour broadcasts. How is that? Weekend broadcasting next weekend as a test sort of situation. We shall be starting 6 o'clock in the morning on Friday and ending up 2 o'clock on Monday morning or Sunday night, whichever you prefer. I think that's fantastic. What do you say?
This is yours truly, Carl Mitchell. Glad to be aboard this afternoon on the Mevo 2. I'll be taking you right up until the hour of 3 o'clock with a lot of your favorite music. I do hope so. Located, well, a little bit off of target last night, at least that's as far as I was concerned. I was told last night we'd be located 7 miles off the Frinton Essex coast. And this morning, I wake up and find out that we're about six and a half miles off the Clacton-on-Sea coast. Is that right?
Huh?
Yes? Fantastic. Hello, England.
Radio North Sea International apologizes to you, our listeners, for the interference heard on our transmission. This illegal jamming is directed from the Labour government and organized by the post office. This action is meant to discourage us from providing you with our normal service. However, R&I shall make every effort to continue programs as usual. This is Radio North Sea International.
This is Radio North Sea International, Europe's only all-day music station, broadcasting from 51 degrees, 42 minutes, 30 seconds north, 1 degree, 17 minutes east, on 190 meters on the medium wave band. Also broadcasting in short wave on the 49-meter band, 6.210 megacycles, and in FM on channel 50, 102 megacycles. On the air from 5.30 a.m. to 2 a.m., this is Radio North Sea International.
And now the right time from Bulova is exactly 5 o'clock. Bulova, who invented Accutron, the electronic tunic fork watch.
Caroline, the sound of the nation.
Caroline, the sound of the land. Caroline, the sound of the nation.
Radio Caroline International, and we're providing music for you throughout the day, and of course, as you all know, we're now going throughout the night too to bring you all the election results to see which way it's going, but of course everybody, I'm sure, is jumping for joy at the news that the Conservatives already have a 1% lead, and from what I understand, the lead is becoming stronger every minute, so it's nice to know you're all going out there and doing your thing, the right thing to do.
Message for Harold.
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Wilson, if you think free radio's down? We are the boys who will stop your little game. We are the boys who will make you think again. So who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Wilson, if you think free radio's down? Mr. Stonehouse starts to jam at 5:21. Then he goes home at 2 a.m. His dirty work is done. So watch out, Mr. Wilson, you have met your match in us. If you think you can crush us, we're afraid you've missed the bus. So who do you think you are hitting, Mr. Wilson?
What will the results of Thursday's general election mean to you? There are 5.5 million people between the ages of 18 and 25. Vote for the party that believes in your individual freedom. The party that believes in free broadcasting. The party that believes in free enterprise. The party that can sustain your rights as a human being. The Conservative Party believes in these things. It's a fact that the child is the first victim of poverty, disease, ignorance and hunger. An ancient and vicious cycle, and even as this cycle is broken, new problems arise, such as overcrowded cities, unemployment, and the misuse of family planning. More than 100 million infants will be born this year. 12 million of these will die before they reach their first birthday. It's your responsibility, and it's ours, not to let them die unconsciously. These children, threatened by hunger and disease, will be our partners in tomorrow's world. It's no use having starved partners. That's why we support UNICEF.
This is Radio Caroline International, broadcasting on 244 metres, 1230 kilocycles in the medium wave band. You can also hear us on VHF, channel 43 or 100 megacycles. On the air from 5:30 a.m. until 2 a.m. normally, present time on the air for 24 hours a day, this is your all-day music station, Radio Caroline International. At the sound of the bell, Bulova watch time will be precisely 8 o'clock. Bulova, who invented Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch. Next on Caroline, the news at 8 o'clock, read by Mark Wesley.
And the news of the day and of the year, Conservatives' victory over Labour of 30-odd seats. Edward Heath needs now only the official appointment by the Queen and Harold Wilson's declaration of defeat to begin his role as Prime Minister of a Conservative government.
The Conservatives won, but the jamming continued. The original name, RNI, was readopted on June 20th, and 4 days later, the Meebo 2 was back off the Dutch coast and the GPO jamming stations were switched off. Later, on the 29th of August, two Dutchmen who claimed to be owed money by the organization tried to hijack the Meebo 2, but their attempt failed. However, financial problems, a direct result of the failure to attract sufficient advertising, caused the station to temporarily close down on September 24, 1970.